This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
The views expressed by guests on this program do not necessarily represent the views of the host or owners of the Doggy Diva Show and do not necessarily constitute endorsement of products. Medical information discussed by guests on this program are those of the guests and is only for informational purposes and should not replace medical advice by your local veterinarian professional.
This is Susan Marie from the Doggy Diva Show. This week, more home remedies that can help your pets and preparing your pets for the cold weather. That's what's on our show this week. Let's get started.
Hey, did you hear that? What is that?
It's the bark heard round the world. The Doggy Diva Show. Here's national award-winning author and animal advocate, Susan Marie.
Hi, welcome to the Doggy Diva Show, the show for animal lovers. I'm your host, Susan Marie, and as always, I'm joined by my canine co-hosts, the Doggy Divas themselves. Thank you for joining us today as we bring the experts in the pet and animal world right to you. Contact us at thedoggydiva.com. That's the thedoggydiva.com. We love hearing from you. So go grab a cup of coffee and your pet's favorite treat, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, Stitcher, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show. I'm here with Monica Layton, president of Professional Pet Sitting, with our Pet Tips of the Week. And Monica, in our last show, we spoke about the top 8 home remedies and also how important it is to speak with your vet, make sure they have the dosages correct for your pet, and also if there's an issue with any of these medicines we may have in our medicine cabinet that could conflict with your own pet's medication that they're on. So always check with your vet, but these are great things to have in the home. Can you quickly go through the last 8 that we did? Because we're going to now do, I think, 7 more.
Absolutely. So in the last episode, we talked about Imodium, Pepto-Bismol, Benadryl, Buffered Aspirin, Tagamet, Prilosec, Hydrocortisone Cream, and Limodal.
And now we're wrapping up this segment with 7 more. Can you just give us the next 7 and tell us a little bit about them?
Absolutely. So the next ones we're going to talk about is Dramamine, Gas-X, Peptidase C, Zyrtec, Claritin, Prednisone, and last but not least, Zantac. So, of course, like we talked about before, it's definitely a good idea to talk to your veterinarian when your pet is in for their annual, when they're healthy, there's no issues. Get dosages for medications that may be needed if your pet becomes ill on a weekend or a holiday, or you're just, you know, waiting for an appointment to get in. That way you have something at home that can give some relief to your pet, kind of alleviate some of the discomfort that some of these issues can come along with until you can get them into the office. So our first one we're going to talk about is Dramamine. Dramamine, also often used for travel sickness, even a great one, you know, for getting into your veterinarian if your pet has heart sickness or if you're traveling. Very commonly used, but some of the side effects if you are giving your pet Dramamine to be aware of is sometimes it can result in difficulty urinating, dry mouth, vomiting, diarrhea, and a loss of appetite. So definitely something to be aware of when your pet is given Dramamine. The next one is Gas-X. Gas-X, the generic is Simethicone. A lot of times when you go to the store, you know, you'll have the store brand and it'll just say Simethicone, whatever, but that is your Gas-X. You always want to make sure that you are doing the gel caps of these, not the little chocolate chews, of course. But Gas-X can provide gas relief to our pets. Usually, you know, that occurs with stomach upsets or getting into something they shouldn't. It's most commonly short-term use only, you know, just to kind of get through the issue and kind of stop using after that. Simethicone does have issues with long-term use. So definitely be aware that if you are having an issue to where you're needing to use this all the time, there's something else that needs to change, because long-term use for Gas-X can cause altered pH levels in the GI system of our pets. That can lead to bacterial infections and other issues. So definitely not recommended for long-term use, unless it's something that, you know, your veterinarian has said, yes, we're solving that issue on another end. Go ahead and continue it. But definitely be aware it's a short-term use drug, or it's recommended as short-term use. Our next one is Pepcid AC. And Pepcid is used for gastric and intestinal ulcers. It also suppresses the secretion of stomach acid so the ulcers can heal. And it's used to treat reflux and stomach inflammation that can occur in pets that have kidney failure. In particular, it's common with that. It also suppresses histamine secretions in dogs that have mast cell tumors. So Pepcid AC can definitely, you know, be used for a lot of different issues. However, one thing you know about Pepcid AC is it does become less effective with continuous use. So if it's something that, you know, your veterinarian has told you to use in aid of a certain treatment or ailment, or it's something that, you know, they've given you dosage to use when issues arise and you start to not see the same effects that you did previously, definitely, you know, revisit that conversation with your veterinarian as regards to dosaging and maybe alternating something else, because Pepcid AC can definitely become less effective with continual use. Our next one is Zyrtec. So Zyrtec is a common allergy medication. It can also help with chronic dermatitis and hot spot itching. It's generally safe, but it is never given to dogs with compromised kidney functions. And it's also used in care with our senior dogs. So definitely, you know, talk to your veterinarian in regards to your pet's age and also kidney function, because you don't want to give, you know, something to aid in a hot spot and end up causing an issue with a kidney, which is a much more severe issue. And then with the same allergy lines, we're on to Claritin. Claritin is our loratadine, is the generic. And it's, you know, used for allergies. It relieves inflammation related to mast cell tumors. It also aids in side effects from vaccines sometimes. If your pet has a vaccine side effect, Claritin can often be used for that. Some of the side effects of Claritin, though, can be vomiting, loose stool, urinary retention, increased thirst. Claritin should also not be given in dogs that are pregnant or have liver disease. And with Claritin in mind, there are two versions. There's Claritin and then there's Claritin D. The D meaning decongestant. And that's got the pseudoephedrine in it. Pseudoephedrine can be lethal, even in very small doses for our pets. So it's very, very important that you recognize the difference with the Claritins. You know, the Claritin regular is what you will be using, not Claritin D. So that one's very important to distinguish, check your boxes, and make sure that you have the correct one or are purchasing the correct one. And our next one is prednisone. A lot of households have people that are on prednisone, and prednisone is often used in our pets for arthritis, autoimmune disease, allergies, even dogs that have Addison's disease. However, some of these side effects with prednisone can be an upset stomach, insomnia, nausea, vomiting. Prednisone is not good for dogs with liver disease, kidney disease, heart disease, hypothyroid disease, stomach ulcers, or diabetes. Prednisone is also a concern if your pet is on any kind of NSAIDs or medications, you know, for arthritis. They can have definite side effects when given with certain medications. And last but not least, Zantac. So Zantac is used to reduce stomach acid, allows ulcers to heal, reduces stomach acid in regard to reflux disease also. But it's never given to dogs with kidney disease and liver disease. And another thing about Zantac, if given, it's generally not given with food. And I know a lot of times, you know, the default for a lot of medications is to give with food. So that way, you know, it doesn't upset the stomach. But Zantac actually should not be given with food. If it is given with food, it actually reduces the effectiveness of the medication. It's also not recommended to be given with other medications. So in other words, you wouldn't give it at the same time that you were giving other medications. So really with these medications that we went through, the main thing is talking to your veterinarian, knowing the specifics about each one, what to look for if your pet has a side effect, what dosage should be given. But generally, these medications we talked about can be given to our pets at home. It can also alleviate some symptoms, so it can cause them to be comfortable. But the main thing to remember is always talk to your veterinarian, always check the dosaging with your veterinarian. And one thing to always remember is when you're looking for things that you can be given at home or before you get into your vet's office, there are a couple meds that should never be given. And I wanted to make sure to mention these because it's really important. But you should never, never, never give your pets Tylenol, over-the-counter pain medications, and ibuprofen. They can have serious effects on our pets. So definitely do not give any of those to your pets. Talk to your veterinarian with issues. And if your pets get into Tylenol or over-the-counter pain meds or ibuprofen, definitely seek out veterinary care.
So helpful. Again, these are things we probably have in our home. And always talk to your vet first about dosage or whether there's a conflict with any medication that's being prescribed for your pet. But Monica, we went through the first aid at the beginning of the show. And on our last show, which aired, we had 1 through 8. We have 9 through 15 now. Can you just give us the list of 9 through 15 so that if anyone wants to write them down, they can?
Absolutely. So we have Dramamine, Gas-X, Pepcid AC, Zyrtec, Claritin, Prednisone, and Zantac.
Perfect. Thank you so very much. And Monica, this is great. It's something that, again, talk about it with your vet, but these are things you may want to have in your home just in case you cannot get to the vet. And Monica, you brought up something really helpful in the last segment, the first time we talked about this. When you're getting your wellness check, the checkup with your pet, you know, your annual checkup, or if it's a senior, you may do the 2 a year, and talk about this with them. What do they recommend? And that's always a good time when you're touching base doing that. So this is great information, great help, great things to have in our home. Monica, as always, I thank you very, very much.
Thank you so much.
We'll be back in just a minute. Coming up, keeping your dog active and healthy in the cold winter weather. Stay with us.
Molly, here's your dinner. Zeus, that's not your food.
Don't let that happen to your precious cat. Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and conveniently located on the cat tree. It's the perfect way to eat. It's a beautiful wrought iron tray that easily attaches to your cat tree and keeps dogs and other critters out of your cat's dish. A must for multi-pet households. There's a 6-inch tray for large bowls and a 4-inch tray for smaller bowls. Purchase your cat tree tray today. Go right now to cattreetray.com. That's cattreetray.com. C-A-T-T-R-E-E-T-R-A-Y.com.
Let's Talk Pets.
Let's Talk Pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Doggy Diva Show. As a pet parent, I understand the importance of keeping my pups active during the cold weather months, making sure they're warm and safe. And with us today to share valuable advice for the navigation of cold weather with your dogs is Kim Gablin, Chief Marketing Officer at Build Jack Foods. Hey, Kim, welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having me on. I like talking when we're talking about fun things to do inside. That sounds like a lot of fun.
I know. And it's like during these cold weather months, people are like going, oh my gosh, I want to keep my pet active. I want to keep active. What can I do? I know how important it is. Even though I live in Florida, it sometimes gets kind of cold down here for me. I mean, my skin's, you know, my blood is like water now. I'm from New York and I moved down here and I'm like a total wimp about it. But we know how important it is to keep our pets active. So what are some activities that you suggest we could do inside when it's really too cold to do anything outside?
There are lots of fun things we can do inside. You just have to be a little bit creative, that's all. I think, you know, one of the things that's fun to do is to teach your dog how to play hide and seek. So, you know, you could do it, you know, some of us do it with one hand, right? You could hide it, you know, a treat maybe in one hand or, and then see if your dog can find it. But you can also, you know, hide it in the room, right? So you can hide something in the family room, you know, maybe under some pillows. It could be a treat. It could be one of their favorite toys. You know, especially if your dog knows the name of their favorite toy, you know, you can be like, oh, you know, where's Buzzy? Where's Buzzy? You know, where is he? You know, so and then you could try to help them learn how to do that, right? And then you show them, oh, Buzzy's under here. He's under, you know, he's under the pillow. So then you can just do that, you know, a few more times, and then they'll kind of get the hang of either finding that treat or finding that toy. And so that can take up some nice time and, you know, also get in a little bit of activity.
That's a great idea. I love that.
Yeah, you know, of course, you can always play tug of rope. That, you know, kind of helps your dog to use their whole body weight, and they can pull. And you can, you know, you can use a rope. You can use, you know, an old shirt. You know, depends on what you want to use. You want to make sure that you're using something that you want your dog to be able to use in the future, and not teach them like an old sock if you don't want them to have an old sock. And then, you know, it's also important to make sure you let your dog win sometimes. Like, we don't want this to be aggressive. You know, it's okay to pull and tug a little bit, but then you want to let go and you want to let them have it for a little while. And then hopefully, you know, they'll learn how to bring it back to you, and then you can kind of start the whole process over again. So again, that also kind of gets the whole body involved and gets kind of the heartbeat going, which is nice. I think it's really fun to schedule a dog play date, you know, with one of your dog's friends or maybe one of your friends who has a dog, and, you know, kind of give your dog a buddy, you know, to play with and you know, kind of have some fun indoors. And that's like another way for them to kind of just have something else to do and to kind of run around and play with each other. And, you know, you might want to have some special toys, you know, maybe if you're giving them each a toy, they could each get their own toy. So they're not fighting over a particular toy, but it's always fun to have some friends over.
That's good. And it helps to keep us active and interacting with people during the cold months.
Yeah, so it's kind of a win-win, like somebody to visit with your dog and someone to visit with you potentially, so that would be really nice. My other favorite one is an indoor obstacle course. So, you know, and, you know, it depends on how much room you have, obviously, but, you know, you could just get a box, put it in the middle of the room or two boxes, and you could teach your dog how to figure eight to follow you through the boxes. You know,
oh,
so it's kind of
so
like a little
funny.
Agility course,
yeah,
almost without
that.
Getting too agility.
Yes.
You know, you can, you know, I love, you can go to the dollar store, and you could get one of those, like little boogie boards and a pool noodle, cut that pool noodle in half, you know, tape it or glue it to the bottom of the boogie board. And then all of a sudden you've got like a little teeter totter that you could teach your dog to go over.
Oh, I love that.
So, you know, just little things. They don't have to be really, really major things. We could use things that are around the house. You know, like I said, you could just use the laundry basket to go around, and, you know, or, you know, like something low to jump over. So, you know, just something that you can put in their way that they can jump over that's, you know, just a few inches high, but, you know, get them to, again, you're getting them to do a variety of things. And then you can, once you teach them how to go over each of the different obstacles, then you can like put two or three of them together and then have them do like a little course. So it can really be a lot of fun, and you don't really need a lot of room. But you just need a little bit of creativity, like I said earlier.
Oh my gosh. And that to keep them, especially the dogs that are used to doing agility. I mean, my sister has a full agility course set up in her backyard. And
oh, wow.
This is so great because you could, they could do, these are great ideas just for keeping them busy and keeping their mind active, especially the dogs who are like, well, wait a minute, where are my weave poles?
Yeah. I mean, there's some fun ways to be able to do it. And, you know, and it doesn't, like I said, it doesn't take much, but it keeps their brain active and you're teaching them some new kind of things to do. And so that, you know, again, kind of keeps their mind sharp and then keeps them interested. And so, it, and it's kind of fun for you. And then, you know, hopefully you're also doing a little bit of walking too, because you're walking through those, through that obstacle course, leading them through just like you would, you know, in agility. So again, it doesn't have to be anything big, but it could be really a lot of fun. And, you know, it could take up some time. You know, you might do 5 minutes or 10 minutes of it here, and then you might do, you know, 20 minutes later. So, you know, it's not like you have to do it for the whole day. So there's just a nice way to kind of break up the day and get out something quick. It's also something fun for the kids to do with the dog.
Yes. Yeah. No, those are great ideas.
And of course, I always talk about training.
Yes.
So, you know, last but not least certainly would be training. And so, you know, maybe there's a new trick you'd like to teach them, like maybe how to wave or how to play dead, you know, something, you know, again, a little bit different. And, you know, like we just said, you don't have to train for hours. I wouldn't recommend it. You know, your dog is just going to lose interest. But, you know, take 5 or 10 minutes, maybe, you know, once a week, once every few days. And, you know, and maybe, you know, spend some time, I mean, just working on that particular trick. And then, you know, then once they have that down, then you can move on to another trick. And so, you know, again, that's, again, getting their mind to do something different, think about something differently. And so that's challenging their mind. And then you're also, you know, having some fun together and creating a bond, right, of, you know, kind of helping your dog learn some other new things that you were able to teach them. So that's kind of fun, too. And, you know, just using some treats. So it's always fun to be able to kind of give them some new activities to be able to do. And then, you know, impress your friends when they come over the next time.
I like that, raising your paw. Just doing some simple like training tips for your pets to do inside that you're doing with them. And it kind of helps to take up the time, keeps them busy. And also kind of like everybody's learning new things at once while they're safe and warm in their home.
Absolutely. And, you know, even you could do that even during the play date. You know, maybe you're both trying to train them to do something fun, you know, together. And so that could be kind of fun too. It's just like your own little mini training class.
I love that. During cold months, obviously, our pet's health is so important. Biljack has so much in the line of food and treats. What makes Biljack such a great solution for today's pet parents and helping them to keep their pets healthy?
You know, we have been in business for 76 years now, and it is amazing, you know, just how many things have changed. You know, we know so much more about dogs and their nutritional needs. And so, you know, from puppies to adults, you know, we have sensitive dog food now. We have mature senior dog food. There's reduced fat food. We have dog food, especially for picky dogs. So, you know, it really, you know, we've really been learning more about what do dogs need and what really helps them to be nutritionally healthy. And that's been really great. What hasn't changed for us, though, is that, you know, we use a lot of fresh protein, and that fresh protein, that 25 pounds of fresh protein, that fresh chicken that we use to make a 30-pound bag of our puppy foods, for example, or our adult select food, for example, you know, that actually makes a difference for your dog, because protein is one of those things your dog must get from their diet. You know, that nutritional benefit, right, that comes from the food can only come from the food. A lot of times your dog can eat some other things, but they can't necessarily make all of the nutrients that they need to be healthy unless they're eating it in their food. So being able to get all that fresh protein in there and then be able to gently cook it to help protect that nutrition, those nutrients, those key nutrients that are very heat sensitive, is really what we've been all about all of this time. And so that part hasn't changed, right? As we learn some of the other things about what dogs need, you know, how we cook it, we think really makes a big difference. And so, you know, whether you have an older dog or an overweight dog, we also have a couple formulas for your whole family. Like if maybe you have multiple dogs, maybe you have a big dog and a small dog, or you have a puppy and an adult. That can sometimes be kind of tricky when you're feeding them, you know, about you have two different bowls, you have different foods. So we actually have a couple of our formulas, like our adult formula, which says adult on it, but it's actually good for our adult select is actually good for all life stages. So that's good for a lot of, you know, folks who have dogs that are different ages and different sizes. And I know, Sue, you have dogs that are different, right, that might have different needs. And so sometimes it is a challenge to feed them.
I have the picky eater, and I have the one who's a little bigger, and we have to keep her thin. And then I have the little one who's very little, but we have to keep her lean too. So we have to be careful what we feed them. And what Bill Jack has is like, it's a whole array of things, but you also make it really simple to figure it out. And again, I always talk about the treats. And my dogs are lean dogs. I have to keep them lean in order to keep them healthy. Mm-hmm. And your treats are so packed with protein, and they're very savory of the chicken liver, and there's so much in it that I give my dogs, and it satisfies them without providing like a lot of extra things, because it's a very simple mix. And then you have the smart treats too. So can you just tell us a little bit about those?
Yeah, you know, our smart jacks are relatively new, and we have two different formulas. We have a digestive support formula, and we have a skin and coat support formula. And so, they still taste great. They have, that chicken and chicken mm-hmm. liver. And, these two formulas, one of them has blueberry, one of them has sweet potato. So again, healthy ingredients that are in them. And they help support these other additional things that your dog may have, right? Maybe your dog has a sensitive digestive system. So being able to feed the smart jacks that are digestive mm-hmm. support are really, that's a really great way to be able to give them something that they enjoy eating without, really pushing the limit with their digestive tract. So there's some really great ways to be able to support your dog's health, with your treats, and they still taste great. I always say you don't have to tell your dog that they, mm-hmm. that they're good for their skin and coat, or they help support their digestive tract, right? They won't know. They'll just know it from the inside from when they eat them. So, so that's the most important part. And so those are really good. But we also have, lots of other kinds of fun flavors like pea bananas. We have Gooberlicious treats, which are our peanut butter flavored treats. So we have a lot of different options. We have Little Jacks that are, just 3 calories. Small training treats that are perfect if you're training on a regular basis, that you can give them one of those, or you can actually easily break it in half and give them just half of one, every time you're rewarding them. So that's a really great way to be able to train your dog and again manage the calories so that you're keeping them healthy and on a good weight. You want to manage that weight. We always talk about that. That's the most important thing. So you want to manage those treats so that they're not too much of the calorie intake that your dog is having.
It's funny, Kim, I go, especially during the cooler month, I may go visiting people, and I have my bag, and inside my bag for me, in case I get hungry, I have like a little trail mix, like, nuts and some things for me, berries for me. Uh-huh. And then I open up my bag and people can see the Bill Jack, the Little Jacks. I have a bag for them and a bag for me. And they're like going, what? I go, I know if I ever mixed it up, I would be But they love it. All I have to do is open the top and I have their attention, and they're like going, okay, whatever you want, I'll do. So it's like that I carry them with me all the time. And I think during the winter months, it's a great thing too, because you may be visiting people. You may have to take them to the store with you. There may be things mm-hmm. you're not going to leave them in the car if it's. So yeah, I use them as not only a training treat and just like a nutritious treat. I kind of use it as a lure. And they like go, okay, whatever you want, Ma, I love it. All I have to do is open it. So yeah, so that's what you guys did. You've like perfected the way that the dogs, they don't know that they're eating a healthy treat. They just know it smells great and tastes great.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I love to hear that, Sue, because, it really can get their attention. It can mm-hmm. be a useful tool, aside from being a yummy treat and something fun to give them. And you're giving them that love. But I mean, you are like the best dog mom ever, because, you carry around those treats and you can take care of them, right? You're thinking about them. You're very thoughtful about them. And, you've got something to be able to reward them when they're being a good dog when you're out and about. So I love that in so many different ways.
Funny. It's like when you have kids, like the back seat, I have two in their seatbelts, and I have one mm-hmm. like in a little carrier. And I like go, okay. When everyone starts to get a little active, when they see a dog, when we drive by a dog or drive by something that catches their attention, all I have to do is open that bag, and it's like, oh, I become the focal point. So yeah. So I don't know anyone out there if you have the same problems I do, but I think that this is your answer.
Well, they always seem to know the crinkle, mm-hmm. what it sounds like, right? They know that, wait a second, that's the treat bag, mm-hmm. right? That's not the potato chips. I know that's not the potato chips. That's the treat. That's my treat bag.
That's not mom's yucky nuts and berries. I want the good stuff.
That's right. That's right.
So, Kim, where can the listeners go to learn more about Bill Jack, the food, the treats, the Best Friends Club, all of the stuff that you have going on? You have cool.
Yeah, the best place to start, I think, is our website at billjack.com. It's BILJAC.com. And we have, you know, a ton of information out there. So we have our store locator information, so you can find a store near you. You can even just say, I'm looking for the Bill Jack frozen food, or I'm looking for, you know, Bill Jack treats, and you can, you know, kind of narrow down your search. We also have a lot of nutritional information out there. So we have a dog blog, you know, basically under our pet parents tab, and you can go there and you can just, you know, type in things that you might be searching for that you're interested in, and, you know, not just nutritional things, but also things about, you know, is my dog colorblind? You know, what colors can they see? You know, just a lot of fun things, you know, that we actually enjoy writing and learning about and sharing with everyone about their pet. And then we also have a Best Friends Club out there that if you join that Best Friends Club, it's free to join. We send you a monthly email newsletter, and it has, you know, usually four articles in it about, you know, whatever we're writing about the month. And then we have an offer that you can actually request a coupon for our dry food or our treats. And it's just fun. We want to be able to kind of reward the people who are, you know, our people who are our pet parents, and also, you know, be able to share some information as we learn it. Sometimes we learn it together, and then sometimes we have some great nutritional information we'd love to share too.
And that's great. And it's a great support, and it's a great go-to place to go. So Kim, as always, I want to thank you so much for being our guest and for sharing helpful advice for pet parents to safely navigate the cold weather with their pups inside and out. So I thank you very much, and stay warm.
Thank you. You too, and have fun indoors.
Thank you. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment.
Pet Life Radio, the number one pet radio network on the planet, joins forces with iHeartRadio to put the power of your pets in your pocket.
Awesome.
Download the iHeartRadio app and rock Pet Life Radio on your phone, on your tablet, on your Xbox, in your car. Pet talk, pet tunes, and fun pet times. Pet Life Radio and iHeartRadio. Positively possum.
We would like to thank our guests this week. And also, as our doggy divas always say, please love your pets because they love you unconditionally. And please remember to adopt, foster, spay, neuter, and microchip. And as always, please have a great Diva Week, everyone.
That's all for this episode of The Doggy Diva Show. To find out more, go to our website, thedoggydiva.com. Also, find us on our Facebook page, The Doggy Diva Show, and tell your fellow dog lovers about it. Don't miss Susan Marie, Miss Olive, and the Doggy Divas right here for the next episode. See you again soon.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.